USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The trial and the death of Ahmed Aubrey continued on Wednesday. Travis McMichael, who fatally shot Aubrey, testified in court in Brunswick, Georgia.
And he comes out and he pulls off his shirt and goes to reach in his pocket or waistband area, going for his pocket. I thought it was pocket at first, but later on it didn't make sense, because if you're going to reach your pocket, you would go for the pocket that's on whichever side you're on.
In February last year, Travis, his father Gregory, and their neighbor William Roddy Bryan proceeded to chase Aubrey while Bryan recorded what happened on his phone. President Biden is in Detroit promoting his infrastructure bill he signed this week. His trip includes a visit to a GM electric vehicle plant in the Motor City. The bill includes a big investment in electric vehicle charging stations. USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
One of President Biden's nominees to lead a branch of the Treasury Department was arrested back in 1995.
President Biden's nominee to lead the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, a branch of the Treasury Department, Sully Omarova, was arrested in 1995 for retail theft. A Wisconsin Department of Justice criminal background check revealed Omarova, the president's nominee, was arrested by Madison, Wisconsin police officers on June 2, 1995, and charged with the misdemeanor count of retail theft. In 1996, the charge was dropped through the Wisconsin First Offender Program. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Moderna is seeking FDA approval of its COVID-19 vaccine booster for all adults. If authorized, it would allow for millions of adults age 18 and older to get the third shot. This comes after the CDC has already signed off on Moderna booster shots for those at-risk groups, such as the elderly. USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
The man who calls himself QAnon Shaman is being sentenced to more than 3 years in prison for trespassing at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Jacob Chansley was given 41 months behind bars on Wednesday. Chansley, one of the most visible people in the House chamber, bare-chested, his face painted as he carried a spear and wore a horned helmet. Regarding the January 6th committee that's looking into the attack on the U.S. Capitol, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says he would have been a fan of it if it hadn't been for Nancy Pelosi pulling a few people off of the committee.
I would have supported this committee, the select committee, if Nancy Pelosi would have allowed Kevin McCarthy to put on the committee who he wanted to put on the committee. That's never done, and you know that. The minority leader always gets to pick who he or she wants to put on their committee. And when Nancy Pelosi refused to let him put Jim Banks and Jim Jordan on the committee, what she did was she delegitimized the committee.
That audio courtesy of CNN. A busy Atlantic hurricane season ends in less than 2 weeks. There have been 21 named storms so far and 7 hurricanes. The average for a season is 14 named storms and 7 hurricanes. Hurricane season officially ends on November 30th. More news can be found online by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.